You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy.
Good Monday morning to you. Merry Christmas to everybody out there. And if you're not a Christmas person, happy holidays. Country's waking. Pipe bomb in New York City. And believe it or not, fortunate that nobody else was injured other than the perpetrator. And somebody sent me an email. How does that happen? Well, you don't know specifically if it was a timing device or if he was going to kill himself. The good part about the fact that he survives is that he survives. And so, really there's a race going on right now. It's called sensitive site exploitation. So it has nothing to do with the people on the scene, right? It has getting a warrant or getting to his house, getting his cell phone, getting every electronic device he has, and then finding how he communicated, who he communicated through, and following that wherever it leads. So that's the race that's on right now. The good part is that he survived. Or she, I don't even, yeah, no, it's he, right? Yeah, the good part is that he survived. And we'll find out more. But, yeah, you know, this is not an unusual occurrence. In the world of suicide bombers, now I don't know if this guy was a suicide bomber. Maybe he was simply going to drop off his backpack or something. But New York City, you know, it's tough to do that without people noticing and without people yelling when they see something like that. So maybe he intended to. To detonate it on himself, and he simply screwed it up, and he injured himself. What that would tend to tell you, though, is that the whole thing didn't detonate. If it only injured him, either he's an incredible rookie, and he doesn't really know what he's doing, or he could not get the enough of what he needed to make it, or some combination thereof. Maybe we'll find out about the forensics of the weapon, or maybe they'll choose not to publish that. So, but if he was going to detonate it, somebody asked me, could you explain? yeah, you know, we would find in Iraq and Afghanistan, you know, all of a sudden there's a, you know, what was that? And then some QRF, you know, goes out and starts poking around. And they get told by the locals something exploded over that way. And then they follow it, right? And first thing they do is secure the area. And then they walk up and they find somebody either putting in an ID or was on their way to become a suicide ID and screwed it up. And so it happens. It happens. People that are doing this for the first time, they're novices, and most of them aren't very good at it. So unless bombs are a complicated thing, especially when it comes to the arming of it, and so you see guys screwed up. Now, guys in Iraq were really good, but they would simply hire somebody to wear it, right? They wouldn't hire them. Most of the time, it'd be somebody who's been radicalized. Sometimes they'd be brought in from a different country, but, you know, who, for some family reason, you know, wanted to become a suicide bomber or whatever. All right. And then they're handled very, very carefully. They're not allowed in the general population, you know, and then they have a bomb maker that makes it. And then that bomb maker is a veteran bomb maker and knows what the hell they're doing. And they put it on, and they put their man dress on top of it, and they've got a switch in their hand. And once it's armed, all they have to do is their finger comes off that switch, and it explodes. So, called a dead man switch. We have fancy names for things like that. Dead man switch. Some form of that happened. Either he was going to be a suicide bomber, and when he went to arm it or do something with it, it detonated. If he was going to, if it's a time device, he certainly screwed that up. So, and as I said, the most important thing going on right now is that they are going through him electronically. And you're going to have organizations like the FBI and the CIA to see if, who is this guy? Is he anything more than a deranged, you know, crazy guy? Somebody who's been radicalized in the United States? Is there more to it than that? And can you exploit the way that they communicated? Did somebody leave an email address that leads us to somebody? Did somebody leave a call on a satellite phone or a cell phone number that means that number means something to somebody? So that's really what's going on right now. You have the operators that are getting that stuff, and then it's going to be put into some pretty sophisticated databases with some pretty bad customers in it, and that stuff's going to be, you know, you're going to start searching on those numbers to see if they're. Is anybody else that you can pull out of this? And if you're fortunate, you know, you find something new, and that person doesn't know that you found them, and you can go yoke a whole series of these idiots up. So, with the details that are out there now, first of all, thank God nobody else was injured. I'm sure there's a lot of people that were, had the bejesus scared out of them this morning. And it's another reminder, hey, to everybody who lives in New York City, that you're a target. You're a target. And B, to all the rest of us, that wherever you go, first of all, if you haven't had a talk with kids that are old enough to have that talk with, if they see something suspicious or somebody's acting weird, tell them to get the hell out of the area. If somebody yells Allah Akbar, and that's no kidding, run. Don't get on the ground, run. And get out of the air as soon as, and get something hard between you. And I don't mean hiding behind mannequins or a glass door or some kind of, I mean, masonry. Move. So, yeah, it's a reminder. Have that conversation with your kids. So, anyway, on that note, good morning to you. Army beat Navy on a, actually it was one of the best football games they played in a long, long time. So congratulations to the cadets from West Point. That's two in a row over the United States Naval Academy, who had its way with it, with Army forever. What, they went like 14 years or something like that? It was crazy. So it's good to see that becoming a bit of a game again. And it was a great game in the snow in Philadelphia. So, that happened over the weekend, and a friend of mine, Will Cosentini, who's appeared on the program, he's a railroad man, formerly of Florida, now Missouri, but he's a Naval Academy guy. So he and I crossed paths recently, and I said, hey, I'd be curious for you to come on, and I'd be curious about your thoughts on what's going on in the Navy. And so this morning, in approximately 19 minutes, you'll hear from Will Cosentini. I met Will in 1990 at the basic school. Came back and to teach with that group of Marines that was teaching there. And Will retired as a colonel. He commanded 1st Light Armored Reconnaissance Battalion in OIF, not the march up, but OIF-1, I guess we would call it, or OAF-2, I don't know what the hell we call it. But it was in the spring of 2004, and so we crossed paths again in the desert, and got a chance to watch him do his thing. And so Will join us. He's a smart guy, and he and the gunner are buddies. They're gun buddies. So we'll talk to Will about that. And but really, what he's coming on to talk about is his thoughts on how does the Navy get its nose pointed in the right direction? How do you do that? And so we'll talk about that. And then the gunner will join us this morning. We'll keep an eye on developments out of New York City for you. But, again, hopefully the fact that he survives gives us an intelligence source. And we lean on him in the appropriate ways. And he gives us the information that we want. So, good morning to you on this 11th day of November. The United States Marine Corps Band makes it official. I said, I had a verbal typo. My 14-year-old walked in and she said, "You know, you just said November. It's December, Dad." So, with apologies, it's not November 11th. That would make it Veterans Day. And the morning after the birthday. It's not that day, in case anybody was confused. So, this is dedicated to the people of New York City.
Country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans,
I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
We'll check the weather. 40 degrees under sunny skies in Quantico. Yeah, you know it's winter when the sun is used as more of a lighting device than a heating device. Camp Lejeune, sunny in 43. Granbury, Texas, sunny in 43. Big Timber, Montana, cloudy in 38. 29 Palms, cloudy in 49. Pendleton, cloudy in 48. Okinawa, clouds and 63. It's dark there right now. Raqqa, clear, dark, and I thought, Raqqa, that was his last week. Hold on. Last week. Remove. Boom. Raqqa, gone. Marja, clear, dark, and 43 degrees. At the home of All Marine Radio, it is 53 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. Looking for a high of 82 today. Yeah, the weather in Southern California has been unseasonably warm. Even yesterday you could feel the lingering of the, what's called the Santa Ana winds, which is winds out of the desert blowing towards the coast. So that begins to get out of here. Put my Christmas lights up. Looks awesome. I should put that up on the website. Old-fashioned bulbs, the big ones outside. Yeah, none of that, like, single, those white lights, icicle-looking things. Although that's not a bad look. I have to tell you, there's some bad looks, though, that I see. Multicolored icicles, that looks ridiculous. If you have those up, take them down. Just shut them off today or tonight. Go get some either white icicles. That's a good look. Blue? I thought that was a Jewish thing. Am I wrong about that? I mean, not that I would discriminate based on color, but I thought that's what that was. Blue icicles? But we rolled, Colleen and I rolled old school bulbs this year. But the strands we bought were either white or green. Yeah. And so what we had to do, and then there was some red replacement bulbs. So we had to do some math. We had to estimate the frontage of the house, which I knew. And then we had to take that, and we had to look at the distance of the unit per strand, which was 24 feet. So we bought three strands, two white and one green. Okay. So, then we had to figure out how many bulbs, which we found out, and then if we swapped white and green on one, and then threw red in there, how many red would we need? Yeah, we would need 24 red bulbs. That's the answer to that. So, the pattern was white, red, green. White, red, green. White, red, green. Now, you're probably asking, like, Mac, why those colors? Those are Santa's colors, okay? If you look at Santa's flag, it's white, red, and green. So, that's what we did. That's how we did it. So, there was a little bit of math involved in True Value Hardware on Harbor Boulevard in Costa Mesa. And so, we did a little math, figured it out. And then came home and boom, put the lights up. Yeah, Colleen. I used to do it with my sons. Yeah, it was the only news story this morning that will follow. New York PD. This is one of the great understatements right now. New York PD. We are looking into the subject's background right now. Okay. Let me tell you what. They have like some shit that you've never even heard of before. They're gonna crawl into his internet account, his computer, and his cell phone. and do things that you don't even know could be done. Yeah. Like, this is like spooky, geeky, weirdo stuff. Yeah. They are going to know everything about this dude. And the question is, did he shut it all off to the people that either advised or enabled him, or is this guy a lone wolf? So when they say we are looking into his background, that is laughable. Yeah, this is like one of those spotlights outside the opening of like Gone with the Wind. Yeah, one of those Gigantor. Yeah, the thing that shoots the Batman signal up in the air. That thing? Yeah, the one that they used in Berlin, like lighting up the sky when bombers, that stuffed up his ass and then turned on. He looks like Casper the Friendly Ghost with laser beams coming out of his eyes. That's what they're doing to him electronically right now. So anyway, let me get back to Christmas lights. So back in the day, we used to call them special operations in North Dakota. So you have to put like lights up on, and it might have been snowing already, and there might the roof might be icy and whatnot. So I came back from Iraq, and the roof is really steep, right? We move into this house. The roof is really steep in one part of the house, the front of the house. It's like alpine, steep. So we need to go out and hammer in a nail right at the apex of the roof, and then we can nail, each corner of the roof, and then you can pull the big bulbs really tight. And you don't have to go in and clip them in all the time. So you just got to you got to nail it in down the bottom, and then wrap it, pull and wrap at the top, and then you do the same thing at the bottom, and then they look good. So anyway, the question is, who's going to crawl out and pound the nail in? So I did it the first year. I think I took one of my sons. John Patrick was 11. I think he was ladder holding or tool fetching or something like that. But then Patrick had to go put up, then he had to put the lights on the other parts of the house. So he would go up on the ladder and it would be scary. And I'd like look at John. I'm like, look, do you want to be a special ops guy or what? Because John, when my oldest, when he was little, he like legitimately thought he was a ninja. It's disturbing. If you see pictures of him on Halloween, he's not in a costume. Oh no, he's living it. Yeah. So he'd look at me and go, oh. I'm like, get out there then. Look, what are you afraid? This is me on Halloween. What are you afraid to die? No. Okay. Then get out there. How do I do it? Lay on your stomach, put your knees on each side of the top of the roof, and just low crawl, right? Just crawl out there. I'll be behind you. Look, there's a little bit of snow on the ground. It'll cushion your fall. And the fall wasn't from, 8-10 foot roof? Oh, no. It was from about 20 feet. It was second story fall, yeah. So that used to be special ops would be an annual event. Sometimes it was, like, a fair amount of snow up there. Yeah, it was awesome. So, and then Patrick... But the other thing I used to love to do to either one of them, whoever was up on the ladder, clipping them in and as we moved down and wrapping them around nails and stuff like that, shake the ladder. And when I say shake it, I don't mean vibrate it. I mean shake it. And then they'd start screaming, right? And I'd say, oh, what? Anybody can do it when there's no pressure. Can you put up Christmas lights like a man? Huh? Huh, pussy boy? I'm pussy boy. Can you do it like a man would do it? And I would be shaking the living hell out of the ladder. Dad, stop it. Oh, you want the easy life? Is that what you're here for? Huh? Little punk, come here. And it would involve them jumping off the ladder on multiple occasions and stuff like that. But it was always, so special operations in our house is code for putting up the Christmas lights. So Colleen, yeah. Colleen was up on the roof putting them up. On Saturday, although I didn't shake the ladder. She, Not that I won't, but I didn't. So, yeah, so Colleen and I put up the Christmas lights and then did general cleanup. Then we had to do some bush trimming because a couple bushes were too high, obscured the lights in a couple places. I can't have that kind of aggression. So I dealt with that, and then we got after it. So but it was a good week. It was a good weekend. We're gonna take a break. When we come back, Will Cosentini's gonna join us. We're gonna talk. We're gonna talk about Navy issues, and two big stories tonight. One way bigger tonight. This morning is the explosion in New York City, and again, I think most of the news is out relative to that. Until things begin to break relative to the guy's identity, which we know, and also anything that anybody knows about him as his neighbors get interviewed. Exactly. What's going to happen is his neighbors are going to get rolled on and all the rest of that good stuff. So that's all going to happen, and we'll find out. We'll find out what's going on. There's pictures. I'm not sure how they know he's an ISIS bomber. But looking at a picture of him in the Drudge Report, and it looks like he's being handcuffed. Or is that just him mangled? I'm not sure. Looks like he has some kind of jacket on, some kind of jacket situation on, and he's being handcuffed. Normally, those bombs leave a pretty decent mark on you. I saw one that prematurely detonated, a vest that prematurely detonated on a dude. That was not good, man, for him. Yeah, it was not good. It didn't detonate, it sizzled. Oh, yeah. Yikes. Okay, I digress. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Will Cosentini is going to join us as we are into the Christmas season, December 11th here. And a good thing happened today. A bad guy got jacked up, and the good people, nothing happened to them. The innocent people of New York City and the people that were being tourists there, nothing happened to them. So that's a good thing. Anyway, Will Cosentini joins us next. We'll talk, get his thoughts on leadership in the Navy, how you fix it. More Bomberman Radio on a Monday coming up next.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner's looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, BattleMug.com.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the SOF community should be aware of.
The Global SOF Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.